From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Now let's join our host, Jim Williams, on ABQ Connect.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. Appreciate you joining us today. We have one of the most smiling faces I've ever seen, Stefan Green.
Hello, everybody on the radio. We're so glad you're with us. I'm going to be in Albuquerque. If you know how to spell that, you are a miracle human being.
I never thought about that. I was raised here, so I've been spelling it for a long time, and there's a little rhythm to it, actually.
I need to get that down.
Albuquerque.
Wow.
I mean, you just got to have that, that cadence, you know,
right.
And you go through it.
It's all about a cadence.
Stefan, you have come a long way to share with us and be with us in Albuquerque. Where are you from?
I am technically from South Africa, Cape Town. Hey, if you've been there, you know it's the promised land. yes, I grew up in a place called Mitchell Splain. If you want to go and check that out, you'll be pleasantly surprised. It's more known as a somewhat of gangster's paradise, but that's where I grew up.
And family still there?
Yeah, all my family is there except for my wife, my son, and myself. We moved to Albuquerque recently.
You did, and you know, I've gotten to know you a little bit in the time that you've been here and ask you why you came here, and you said it for an adventure.
That's right, yeah. the journey began 5 years ago. It's a long story, but one day, if you're ever in Albuquerque, we can have some coffee and talk about it. But 5 years ago, I said to my pastor, I feel like God's calling me to the States. And I've been back and forth because of songwriting and creating and conferences. He said, okay. And that was about it. And fast forward another 2 years, I went back to him and I said, hey, there's still something brewing. I thought I could just sweep it under the carpet, you know, like with one of those God messages. Like, oh, no, not today, God. Anyway, fast forward, and what happened is I said, it's still there. And he said, why don't you go to the States, go and check it out, see where you want to be. And my wife and I and my son, we came here for 3 months, and we just went all around East Coast, West Coast, and nothing felt right yet. And then fast forward another 2 years, and here we are. Made our way to the beautiful Albuquerque. The mountains remind us of Cape Town. So that's really beautiful. And then the mornings and the evenings in Albuquerque are gorgeous.
They are.
Yeah.
And wait till you're here in September. September is extra special because, you know, it gets a little hot. And right now we unusually have a little bit of humidity.
Rain, guys. We had rain.
And maybe that's that rain followed you. I don't know. But it's been a blessing to our state. These darn fires have finally gone out.
Yeah.
Well, Stefan, I want to talk to you about worship because you're here to lead worship. And what does that actually mean, to lead worship?
It's a very good question, Jim. I think we all finding out.
That's right.
To lead worship, I think a lot of people think of worship as a song. And it's more than a song. It's a lifestyle. If you look at Romans 12, it says, bring your everyday life, bring your journey to God, and this is the offering he's looking for. I think we all try and put on a facade or a mask of perfection and having it all together. But worship is technically bringing worship to this amazing God, and he is worthy of a song. He's worthy of our faults. He's worthy of our mistakes. He's worthy of our good days. And I think if you can bring that offering to God, just like Abraham brought the sacrifice, his son, there is a blessing and a beautiful anointing in that. And that's the first time worship is mentioned. It's with Abraham. and his son Isaac that he was about to offer unto God. And so I wonder in your life today, wherever you're at, I wonder if there's something you can bring to God as an offering. And whenever there is a song and worship and an offering, there is a miracle that takes place. And we see this throughout scripture.
Can you offer God the hard things that you're going through?
No, you can't. No, guys, I'm joking. Of course you can. I don't know if you know this, but the most read book in the Bible and the longest book in the Bible is Psalms. And why is that? It's because it's a place where all these people were real. They were honest. They were authentic. And it tugs on the heart of so many people and mankind. That's why they'll go, oh man, read this psalm, Psalm 91. Yes, David was honest. He said, Lord, help me. Lord, I'm struggling. Lord, I have something wrong. I need your help. And guess what happens? God steps in. And so, yes, you can be honest throughout worship, throughout your journey with God. Hey, he's a good father. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your struggles. So,
you've said also to offer him the good things.
Yes. Yes. I think, sometimes we take the glory for the good things and we go the other way with the bad things. But I think if we can be, in relationship in both mountaintops, valleys, good, bad, give it all to him. Bring it all, the offering. It's beautiful. He loves it. And so, yeah.
Hey, I shared with you again, just meeting you over the last couple of months and talking with you a little bit. I shared with you that I have literally no music ability, very little rhythm. And yet I've been blessed by what you've brought to Calvary Church, because you've brought down the octaves a little bit. You've made it so that a person like me can actually sing some of the songs. And there's something different about your, I don't know if presentation is the right word, or your leadership, in that you ask us into the worship. You're not performing for us.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. That's really encouraging. I think what it comes down to is, if you realize that we all human, we all normal, no one's higher than thou or on another playing field, and bring us all down to a level of, we need God, God loves us, and we can have some fun. That's fine. The other thing is, having a relationship with the community you're leading helps a lot. So when you understand that there's someone in the congregation who just lost their son, or there's a dad in the congregation, his daughter's walking a road through cancer, when you understand the demographics of what you're leading, I think it changes the posture of what you bring, and how you lead your community. Now you're not just leading a song. Mm. Now you're leading them into hope, into faith, and hoping that this moment will translate into their Monday, their Tuesday, their Wednesdays, when they walk out that building, that they understand what worship is. Again, I'd love to share the scripture with you, but in Colossians 2:20, it says this, it goes, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness, as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. And this is the part I want to get to. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against their enemy, and they were defeated. And man, that's what I understand this song and worship and these lyrics and melodies and frequencies and colors to do, is that it does set an ambush against the enemy and it does defeat the enemy. And if I can get that into the hands of our congregation, man, we have some beautiful news that's going to take place. And that's the good news.
Amen.
You're talking about, I don't, again, have a feel for what it means to be creative in music. I've frankly always admired people that could write music, write a song. And you may laugh at this, but I've thought about that in relation to other dreams that I've had. Like I would have liked to have been able to drive down the lane in a basketball game and dunk on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now that's never going to happen either. And I'm probably never going to write a song, but those are the people that can do that. Bless me, you know, because I see that as art and creative. We've just gone through a difficult time worldwide with COVID. How did that affect creativity?
Yeah, I think it really did affect creativity globally. And you can go and listen to a few artists and creatives in the industry, and you realize that COVID was actually, it sounds bizarre, but it was actually a gift. And I think this is the tension we had, that to some, it was really bad and it was really dark. And to some, it was actually a life-giving moment. And it was up to us and the posture of our hearts to figure out what we're going to do with this moment in our history as man. But, again, we always look at bad things and now it's going to affect us badly. But if you go and look at, a volcano. I don't know if you've studied volcanoes, but I enjoy volcanoes and they're beautiful. But volcanoes can destroy things.
Yes.
But it can also create new playing fields. Mm. And that's the same with any tension in our lives. It can either destroy us or it can actually create new destinations and new roads and new places. It's the same thing. I don't know if we... some of us may like wine. In Cape Town, you have a massive wine industry. But if you understand the whole purpose behind that grape, yes, there's a grape, but you can say that this bad season is when the grape is getting crushed. Oh, it's bad. Oh, it's getting crushed. But what comes out of that is this beautiful wine, Pinotage, Miller, and we can go on with amazing grapes. But, there is beauty in some of these down seasons. You see it throughout scripture again, the valley. Things grow in the valley. Things grow on the mountaintops. Yes. They grow in both. It's dependent on where you're watering. And so, yes, COVID was unbelievable in the sense that you could rest. Mm. You could pause. It was a place where you could quiet the noise. And guess what? That is where you create.
Stefan, you're...
It's in the stillness.
Yeah. You're ministering at a time, though, where technology makes music so much more accessible. And I know so many people, when they're hurting, music is something that lifts them up. Is that an intention of the music that you do?
Yes, it is. Man, when I was... 16, 15, around there. I have a personal story of my dad walking out of our house and leaving us and never coming back. And guess what was the most healing place for me? It was melodies. It was frequencies. It was these lyrics that breathed hope and love. And if you ask me where's my church? My church that I found in that time was music. It was a place where I could heal. It was a place where I could be quiet, but a place where it was a meeting place between God and myself. It can help you heal. It can. Martin Luther King said one of the most powerful tools we have as mankind is music, because it has a interesting way of getting into our souls without us knowing.
You've said a couple times that you're creating melody or you're singing a melody, but you're being quiet. And I think you're talking about your heart before the Lord. And I just thought of this. This is not on our list of things to talk about, but music allows you to have a focus on the Lord while you're doing it. I can't think of anything else that really does that. Like, for example, you can't be a workaholic and be working on the radio and focusing on the Lord.
Right.
So music is singular in, yes, in the opportunity it affords you to do that.
Yes. Yes. If you know Jordan Peterson, an incredible gentleman, PhD in some studies, but he says there's three moments as mankind when we fully give ourselves over and there's no distraction. Do you know them?
No.
Okay. One is when we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is intercourse. Mm. And third one is music.
Wow.
And those are the only three times we fully give ourselves over and there is no distractions. And hey, man, I thank God. God understood what he was creating when he created these, this frequency and melodies and lyrics and music. Yeah. And you can go and see it throughout neurological studies. Some people actually use music to heal their neurological pathways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are with Stefan Green. We have one more segment with Stefan. Please stay with us on ABQ Connect. You'll be real interested in what Stefan has to say about the Christian community and the worship community within it. We'll be right back.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
We're back with Stefan Green. Stefan, I've been just enjoying, I've already marked down like three different things that you've said that are just amazing quotes. I love so much that you have thoughts so thoughtfully about all of this. I mean, I know there's people that have talent and gifts, right, and they just perform. And there's Christians that do that. And I appreciate performance.
Yes.
But leading worship and drawing people into worship. And you've already mentioned your own history with a dad that walked out. You gave some examples earlier about people in a congregation and why you want to lead them in worship and help them with things that they're dealing with. I mean, that's just amazing. So talk to us about the community a little bit, because I know within the Christian community, there's a worship community as well.
Yes. Hey, with a Christian community, and I get really passionate and love it so much, is I think I'd love to look at this Christian community and creative world and church and worship teams. And I think what we possibly have missed and almost gotten wrong is that we've just gone and built our own silos and our own little rivers within our churches. Which is great for maybe a season, but then what happens is we stay there. And I don't think it was the way that God intended this to look like. And I think what God is asking of us is to, hey, strip down our walls. Don't keep it to your four walls, but go and say hello to the other churches in your community. Go and meet the other worship directors in your community. And I think, again, you look at scripture, it says where there's unity, he commands a blessing. And if we can have unity amongst our churches within our cities and our states, goodness gracious, guys, we are going to have a blessing on our cities and our states and our nation. But that does come with, it takes time, it takes work, it's dirty, it's slower.
But it's relationships.
It's relationships. But people aren't willing to go slow to actually sit down and have a coffee. And so we just keep building our own silo because it's a little easier. But hey, I want to challenge church creatives and just creatives generally that come on, meet someone, go and say hi, go to a team night, go to a creative night. And guess what? We'll be able to build something incredible. One of my friends, actually, his name is Stefan Koons, and you can check this out on Instagram, but he does typography for Apple, Coca-Cola, Pepsi. But guess where he lent this craft? He lent it at church. He didn't go to his school. He lent it at church amongst the creatives, and now he does it for Apple, Coke, and Pepsi. Typography. Stefan Koons.
That's interesting stuff.
There's power in community.
One thing that I've seen musicians come together that maybe have never met, and one person will start, Stefan Green will start playing something on the guitar, and then a drummer will start just doing a little rhythm, and then somebody in the brass will start playing a few accents. The bass is in there, and you guys have never met each other, and it looks and you're playing, you're jamming together.
Yes,
that is another thing about music that's fascinating.
Yes,
to me.
Music transcends age, it transcends color, it transcends your address and your bank account, and that's the beauty. It brings you together straight away. And so that is what's happening in that moment. It's music has its own, again, way getting into our souls without us knowing. Hey, if you go and look at, again, science and the way God created us, go and look at the mother's womb. We have music right there. It's literally, we have music is right there in the mother's womb. And so it was there before we even asked for it to be there.
Isn't that fascinating to
Incredible,
think about that?
Hey?
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, hey, Friday is Freedom Celebration at Calvary
Woo-hoo!
Church.
That's right.
It's going to be outside in the amphitheater. You've already got this crazy stage set up over the baptismal.
Yes.
It's free for people to attend. It's at Freedom Celebration this Friday, 4:30, 5 o'clock. There's stuff for kids. There'll be all kinds of fun things for the kids to do. Free everything, worship, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But then there's going to be a fireworks show after the worship.
Yes.
Message from the pulpit, all
Goodness
kinds of great
gracious.
Stuff. Encouragement about America.
Yes.
And, I mean, you, is it weird for you to observe all of that? I don't know if it's misbehaving, but Americans do crazy things on the 4th of July.
Oh, guys. I love it. I would find any reason to celebrate. I think we live in a world where the celebrations are downplayed, and it's like, let's just stay in our sorrow and our hate to one another. And I'm on this side of the scale when it comes to politics. But guess what? Let's come together and just celebrate. There's beauty in it. Guess what? In that beauty of celebration, We come in together. There's unity. Again, God commands a blessing on unity. We come together. We put all our worries and fears aside and we look at each other in the eye and we realize, whoa, I have a brother. I have a friend that's amongst us. And guess what? We're going to sing together tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at some amazing fireworks tonight. And our kids are going to have fun together. Again, it's where you put your race aside. You put your bank account, your address, and you just, man, we're together now. I love that. Find a reason to celebrate.
You know, I led the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer for a local New Mexico Business Coalition meeting here a few weeks ago. And not a Christian meeting, a lot of Christians there, but also a lot of people that are in the LGBTQ community and people that are not a faith, you know, they're atheists or agnostic or whatever. And as I was saying the Pledge of Allegiance, I was thinking really intently, almost worshipfully. The last line is indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And when I said the word indivisible, I thought about, you know, we're all different in this room.
Yes.
But what America is about is we're to live here, even though we have those differences, indivisible,
right?
Strengthening one another, right. Living and giving our lives for one another and ensuring that there will be liberty and justice for all. That doesn't mean we're all going to agree. Doesn't mean we're all, in fact, there's another quote that I've been so impressed with, Steve McKee on the show. He said, my religion will not allow me to force you to believe in my religion.
Yeah, great, Steve McKee.
And just that is the heart. I mean, we can share the truth and, you know, Proverbs 3 says, kindness and truth, bind them around your neck. They can exist together. You can tell the truth. We got to be kind.
That's true. Again, scripture, his kindness leads us to repentance. Mm. It's not coming and saying, this is what you should believe. This is what I believe. Why don't you believe that? No. It's kindness, guys. They will know us by our love for one another. Kindness and love. That's what we need to come back to. I think what this season of life and the tension of life would love us to focus on is our disagreements and what we don't agree on. But actually, let's put it aside. Kindness and love. And watch how it changes someone's heart.
Stefan, I don't have this on our list either, but I know you have a wife and a son. How have you been able to minister to them in music? I mean, you're holding that baby. Did you sing to your son? Those kind of things.
Very good question. I, outside of, worship church, you wouldn't find me singing a lot. I know when we go to my family celebrations or, they're like, can you do a song? I'm like, no, I can't. It's not what I do. Again, because I believe you don't always have to do a song. Again, worship is more than a song and music. It's actually a lifestyle. And so, what does that look like? I have my own artists and music stuff on Stefan Green on, platforms out there. But, what it has looked like is singing in the car. I'll sing random stuff and we just have fun. And my son will be like, whoa, we just came up with a song, Dad. This morning we came up with a song, a crab song, on our way here. And we're just having a fun time. Again, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so just making a joyful thing and using music to have joyful moments. And my wife has walked a tough journey with the migraines and just throughout her life since being 12 years old, almost every day. And I wrote a song called Battlefield. And it was technically a massive part of it was born out of the battle we were going through as a family. But realizing that in a battle, yes, there's tough situations going on and different weapons. But I think when you look around after a battle, you can realize how much strength you gained within walking through that. This is the way God said it to me in the moment is, man, when everything's done and settled, go and look at the cavalry around and see what you can pick up. Is there some ammo you can pick up? Is there some arrows you can pick up from that journey and give it to other people? And so again, realize that in this battle, you can gain strength and wisdom and ammo for other people.
Yes. You know? Do you feel like sometimes when you're leading worship that God tells you about people that need him, that are worshiping with you?
100%. I do get, say, words of encouragement. If that does happen, totally, I'll go and share it. It would feel very uncomfortable. But most of the time in the moment when sharing, someone will say, that's really spot on. I think a great way to do that, an easier way, if you, a worship leader or oversee a directing worship for churches, just going back to scripture and using a scripture to encourage the room. Again, scripture demands attention because it's not our words now. This is God's words that's been written in a beautiful Bible. So, yep.
Stefan, I'm so blessed to have talked with you today on the radio. Our listeners are going to just be excited to get to know you, and I'm excited about Freedom Celebration.
Yes. Friday. And remember, it's free.
It's free. Yes. Free. And I think, what time is worship going to start on Friday?
It sounds about 7:30. Hey, what we didn't say is we have a special guest with us at Freedom Celebration. I don't know if you know who it is, but it's Sean Curran. If you didn't hear that, Sean Curran from Passion Church. He's going to be with us, and he'll be doing Worthy Is Your Name and Maranatha and Step Into the Light. So please come and join us. We're looking forward to having you with us. And come and say hi if you're in town.
Brother, thank you so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Lovely. Thank you, Jim, for having us. And guys, watch out and keep your eyes peeled for Calvary worship music coming out soon.